We're back to the Neil Haley show. And it's always great to talk to people who transform people. Media giant effect as well. I've tried to transform people for 13 years, talking about things from helping people in education to all the areas of entrepreneurship, social media marketing. But my guest today is the author of Fireproof, David Hollenbach. And we're going to learn more about your grand strategy for transforming failure into fuel for your future. David, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. So basically, this process, how did this all start for you?
Well, I spent 23 years in the fire service, and in 2019, I was struggling with PTSD. I'd worked in a lot of really busy firehouses in Central Florida. Saw a lot of really bad stuff. And if you don't deal with it, it tends to rear its head when you don't want it to. And in 2019, I was struggling pretty bad, not sleeping, a lot of nightmares and all that, and was doing my best to just wreck my personal life, making a lot of poor decisions, and it bled over into my professional career, and I ended up losing my career
Oh, man.
and essentially losing my identity. I went from being a very well-respected chief officer to just somebody that was struggling to figure out who in the world he was, and I had to dig deep. Really buried myself in philosophy and writing in my journal, and got the mental health help that I needed finally, and started to go ahead and finish a book that I'd been working on for like 10 years. It started off as a leadership book, and it transformed into something much more. A lot of the tools that I use to help other firefighters, fire officers grow in their professional career and in their personal life, I hadn't really been applying in my own life. And when I started pulling all that stuff out and going through it myself, finally, it really revealed itself to be something very powerful. It helped me change things in my life. And really helped me create a grand strategy for my life, really identifying that end state, that final stage where you look back on your life and either you're proud of what you've done or embarrassed, or regretful. And when I come to the end of my life, I want to be able to look back and know that I impacted people's lives for the better. And I think that's what most people want when they
Exactly.
look back.
You definitely want to create a legacy, and you're trying to create that legacy. So after what happened in your career and, going through addiction and now being overcome, PTSD and all that, and overcoming these different things, what are you doing now? You're writing the book. Are you speaking? What is your ultimate goal of what you're doing now?
So I'm helping other people that have struggled to identify themselves after losing their career, or maybe they want to refine their purpose in life and really do something important. Because I think a lot of people start off with good intentions and then get caught up in the rat race, building wealth and that sort of thing, and then forget why in the world they were trying to build that wealth in the first place. So I coach, I mentor, I do speak, I do workshops, and I host a podcast.
And what do you, what are your, what is your hope? Like all this, you're trying to get people, what is the ultimate message that you try to bring as a coach and as a speaker and author?
Well, failure is just part of the journey. When when we go through life and we push ourselves, you know, we're going to fall down. It's those experiences that make us better. The best lessons that I've learned in my life have come out of, you know, very humbling experiences. And I want to help people when they fall to get back up and realize that that's not the end, you know?
No, it's definitely not the end. And the challenge that we all do, we have such a great message, is finding the right people to hear that message. As a coach and everything, what do you recommend other people to try to get that message out? Because everyone's trying to do this and looking at 2023, how they can make a difference. What's your recommendation of how to start out doing this after you've done this journey of writing a book, being a podcaster, and all these different things?
Well, it starts off with really digging deep and discovering your core values. And I've got some exercises in my book. They're tools that I've used with other clients and used for myself and my family. And it just, you know, you lay out this path, you can build a strategy and set goals for yourself, starting as far back as you can. As far into the future as you can, identifying the ultimate end state that you want to achieve and work your way back. And you end up discovering that there's so many different paths to get to the same spot. And if we start from where we're at now, we a lot of times can only see one path to get to where we want to go, but there are so many other ways to achieve that. And so the tools that I lay out in the book really help a person identify those things that are going to keep them driving forward when things get tough.
Yeah, those things that get tough driving forward is the biggest challenge, because when you think you have these goals, you set these goals, you lay them out, and you know everyone's looking at 2023. I don't know why the end of the year, always the next year is our next thing when we should be working on our goals right now on December 19th when we're recording this show. We shouldn't be looking, okay, 2023. It's like the calendar that makes us decide when to start. That's ridiculous, David. Because ultimately, we shouldn't be, I know it's probably because of holidays and the way everything is aligned. But at that time period, even though we have other distractions, we have holidays to attend, parties to attend, different aspects, we still shouldn't shut ourselves down. We should still be growing. We should always be writing goals. We shouldn't make a decision once it hits, you know, New Year's, then I'm going to make a decision. What do you recommend people that are indecisive in those times? And just saying, I'm going to wait till 2023. I'm going to wait a couple more weeks. So I'm going to wait a couple more months. What do you say to them?
You're postponing, you know, your destiny. I mean, you're postponing achievement. You're postponing growth. And if you're not growing, you're decaying. I mean, if you just stagnate, I feel like when you put things off, you're just building a buffer, a bigger and bigger buffer day in and day out. Start now, start small. You know, do something small today, add a little bit tomorrow, and just build on that. There's that 1% rule. Just add 1% each day, you know?
And that's what you try to do when you coach your clients. What types of clients do you coach usually?
Well, a bulk are from you know, public safety, law enforcement, firefighters, that sort of thing. I do have some professional clients that are entrepreneurs.
And the thing is that people need someone to talk to and somebody that's going to guide them, because you need a set of eyes to guide you towards a journey. The best successful people in life have multiple coaches, as you know, Michael Jordan did, and different people of success, and they had a coach for everything. And really, we have to invest ourselves to be successful. That's for sure.
Yeah, it tends to, you know, there's those informal coaches that we have, and it wasn't until I started paying somebody that you actually feel like you've got skin in the game and you better do what they're coaching you to do. Cause I mean, you're paying for this advice. Let's put it to use, right?
Exactly. We don't put it to use our podcast, put it to use in all those different things. So, David, where's the best place people can connect with you and purchase your book? Where's the best place?
Well, my book is available everywhere. Amazon, Barnes and Noble, a lot of online bookstores that I've never heard of. And, you know, it's in Barnes and Noble. And then, of course, on my website, hollenbachleadership.com, you can order it there. I believe right now it's a little bit cheaper on Amazon. So you could go there. I think they're running a deal on it through December. So you can get it about half price right now.
Wow.
But you can connect with me on hollenbachleadership.com. My podcast is there, and other podcasts that I've been on are stored there as well. So,
well, we appreciate it, David. Thank you for your service again for all those years, and now how you're helping people in another way. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You're
welcome.
Thanks
for having me.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.